another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Well, good morning. How did you go on the Melbourne Cup? Do we have any winners here, people?
Yes, I believe a horse won.
Yes.
Which, well done to the horse that won.
Widow, you and I had a great day yesterday at the Crown Plaza. That was absolutely fantastic.
It was a lot of
fun. Great to meet so many people.
I got a winner in the sweeps.
Oh, did you? What did you win?
I got first place.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, sneaky thing. I broke even, though. I threw like 20 bucks in to get like a bunch of tickets, and then I won about 20 bucks.
That's all right. Yeah. That's what you want. Yeah. Breaking even's all good.
Yeah. Losing's bad.
Anyway, we're all a little bit tired this morning. We'll all get through it together.
You're losing your voice.
I am.
You had to shout over drunks.
No, they weren't all drunk. There's some lovely people there. It was just the room was very large. So, yes, Widow and I were emceeing yesterday, and my voice is a bit croaky, but it doesn't matter. We got a great show lined up.
You could say your voice was a little bit hoarse.
Oh, Sally.
Akmal, Sally.
Hey. What happened?
Wow, and we've started. What a all great show. We've started with a gag.
Oh,
it's all uphill from here.
Later on in the show, chatting to one of the band members from this band.
I'm actually really keen for Nickelback.
Yeah.
Mike from Nickelback's going to join us.
Oh,
They're good guys. I've actually chatted to Mike from Nickelback before, so looking forward to that chat. Also, yesterday we caught up with Adam Spencer.
Sometimes known as Alan.
No, well, he's got a massive brain on him, and we're going to talk to him. Yes. We're going to replay that chat for you in a little while.
And the massive brain compensates for the lack of...
Nothing.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, I've always wanted to go to Spain.
Right.
And I think now I've got another reason to want to go to Spain.
Bullfighting?
A massive fan of the bullfighting.
No. Running of the bulls?
No.
Anything to do with bulls?
Nothing to do with bulls.
Okay.
But a fair bit to do with doing the horizontal folk dance.
Oh, yeah, the folk dance.
Ladies. Hello, girls.
Hello, girls.
You look nice.
You look beautiful.
But I have nice personality.
That sounded so creepy. Basically, there's a guy over in Spain. His name's Josian. He's launched a website and an app for people who want to have sexy fun times in, not public, but outside of their home.
Outdoors.
So if you're looking for a change of scenery, either just to liven up your sex life or because you can't have sex at home, you know, he's basically saying, let's find some safe, nice places to get jiggy in peace out in the big wide world.
Like what, in the street, in the forest?
Well, basically he's asked people to suggest where they've gone and where they've got sexy and then to rate the spot according to things like, you know, privacy, location, you know, how easy it is to get there by transport and all that sort of stuff. And over 12,000 people have got involved and nominated these amazing sites all Spain and, in fact, all over Europe.
If that was me, I want to put an app out where my wife could have a headache around the world.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You should have seen Widow. He was sweating up a storm in his suit yesterday for the Melbourne Cup.
Loving it. I was so self-conscious about it as well. I was like, oh, God, everyone's just looking. I sweat a lot. I'm a sweaty man.
So. It was a pretty muggy day.
Oh, it was muggy as,
Now it's raining. See, the mugginess.
Exactly. It was raining at the Melbourne Cup in Melbourne.
It sucked into all the people in Melbourne. It's always drizzly and grey and sad in Melbourne. That's why it's so much nicer here.
Yeah, I agree.
But we're even luckier to be in Australia than in America, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with that opinion.
Because, you know, we had the Melbourne Cup yesterday and they had the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Melbourne Cup, except...
That's huge over there, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's massive.
It's huge. And it's different. Like, you know, when your horse wins, you just take out guns and just celebrate. And shoot
him in the air.
Yeah, and then shoot the jockey and then shoot the horse. And it's all fun and laughter, really. It's great. It's a great day out for the whole family.
Go America! Go America!
Yeehaw! And, geez, thank you. So, anyway... A funny story that happened backstage, you know, in the stables. This guy got drunk, very drunk.
This is in Kentucky.
In Kentucky, yeah. The home of Colonel Sanders was there.
Oh, yeah, just, nice.
Yeah.
Just with his little bow tie and stuff.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Just hanging out at the horse races.
Giving out gravy and potatoes. and small buns for free.
And small buns.
Yeah. And he had the gravy all over his beard. It just looked disgusting. He's aging very badly and he smells like chicken. You can see him coming from a mile away.
Anyway.
What's that smell?
What happened in Kentucky?
Colonel's coming.
Get back on track.
Yeah, so this guy, Michael Wells Roddy, he's 24.
Yeah.
He got lost. He missed the race because he just took a wrong turn and he was in the stables.
Was he intoxicated?
He was very drunk, yes. And then he thought, well, I've missed the race.
Yeah.
I might as well start my own race. And he got one of the thoroughbreds and got on the horse and just started. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he make it out onto the track?
He won. He won the Kentucky Derby.
But you see, this is what happens at the races. People get drunk and start behaving.
What is it about racing?
I don't know. But yesterday it was raining at the Melbourne Cup and there was all this footage of people who clearly had started the day looking beautiful and together and dressed lovely. Women in gorgeous dresses, makeup, hair, fascinators.
Yes.
Starts to rain. They get a bit tipsy. They get a bit more tipsy, and then they go, "Stuff it!
Yeah.
I'm taking my shoes off. I don't care about my hat. My makeup's running down my face. I'm going to put a plastic bag over my dress, and I'm just going to dance in the rain."
That's it. I've seen that.
People just carry on like pork chops.
I'm not a big fan of the horse races. Mm. I don't really like them. I find them a bit boring because it's predictable. A horse will win, and there's always horses, and a horse followed by another horse, and it's quite cruel actually.
But
I've read a bit about it, but. Not to, I went once because I got invited. I was working with Jim Owen.
Yep.
And he had a special tent. And I said, I don't like the horses, but I'll go for the tent. And,
And
the fun times and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was similar. It rained.
Yeah.
And these, like, really hot women, they start off the day going, wait, that woman's
gorgeous.
Yeah. She's sexy and clean and everything.
Clean and stuff.
It's not so much when she's leaning over the gutter, vomiting
with her shoes.
Shut up! Like, Matt, get over here!
The races. You gotta love the races.
They actually start looking like some of the horses.
I'm just glad no one got on a horse and started racing around the track at the Melbourne Cup.
No, they did. They're called jockeys.
Yeah, no. Drunk people.
Two GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air. Right now.
Let's talk about sleep. It's your favourite subject, Sally.
Yeah, I love sleeping, yeah. I don't get enough.
Oh, you sleep all day and then you get up and have some dinner and then you go back to sleep. You don't do anything. You just sleep and work.
No, sleeping is doing something.
If I could only sleep as much as you.
If I could eliminate the getting up and
eating.
And urinating.
Yes.
That would be, if I could work, if someone should invent a bed that, you could just, like the astronauts,
You can just open some drawer and there's some food for you or something.
No, little compartment where you can do wee-wees.
Urinate, yeah. Someone should invent that bed. Either that or maybe you just need a carer.
It's a water bed.
Anyway.
A carer would be great,
But falling asleep in funny places is what I like. And over in America, a baggage handler has, for the American Airlines,
He was drunk.
Well, yeah, he'd had a few. I don't know what he's doing on the job after having a few beverages. I mean, that doesn't give me confidence in flying American Airlines.
That's what I enjoyed most when I'm on the job, if you know what I mean.
So you're drunk now?
No, not drunk now. Oh, okay. No. I'm always just happy to be around and experiencing life.
Good. He was experiencing life by getting drunk, and then he fell asleep inside the cargo hold of in the American Airlines.
But they forgot him there, and they closed the compartments, and they flew.
Yeah, they flew.
And he was still asleep.
He
slept in Kansas and woke up in Chicago. And you go, oh, man.
Now, I thought that was really cold in those baggage.
It is cold.
Yeah, but I think it doesn't get down to zero for those domestic flights. I think if he was flying internationally, he would have been a dead duck.
Well,
because it gets very, very cold. But, he was fine and he woke up and then he had to fly back to Kansas.
Like, 20-hour flight in the compartment.
Imagine that.
It'd still be more comfortable than flying Tiger.
This is true. But our producer, Al, yesterday, after just a couple of sherbets at the Melbourne Cup, he just had a couple of beers, and he ended up at his friend's house asleep on the drive. driveway.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we're not talking about in you know, in the backyard or the on the grass. No, no. Face down, asleep on the driveway. Al, just quickly, did you end up with those marks on your forehead from the bricks?
No. Yeah, I somehow cracked my iPhone screen, a brand new iPhone.
Oh dear.
I've got a screen protector.
And he's got tire tracks on his back.
Yes.
And I woke up with a really sore nose and I couldn't work out why.
It's because it had been face down on the brick driveway.
I saw some social media later on. I don't know why now.
There's a reason for the sore nose, but we won't discuss that on air.
Well, I want to discuss, where have you fallen asleep? What strange places have you fallen asleep? This guy fell asleep in a plane in the baggage cargo hold.
Yeah.
Alan fell asleep on a driveway at his friend's house.
Yeah.
13:27:10. I've got some movie tickets to Hoyts. Where have you fallen asleep? Which weird place that wasn't your bed and wasn't at home?
Yep. My have friend, you fallen asleep? Dominic O'Kieran slept in a stranger's car and he couldn't remember how he got there. And when he woke up, these two dogs were barking at him.
Oh wow!
And he couldn't get out of the car.
Wow! Because the dogs were there.
Yeah.
And he didn't know whose car it was.
He didn't know.
These are the stories we want to hear this morning. 13:27:10. Give us a call.
Call now.
Good morning, Greg from Batto. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fabulous. Tell us where you fell asleep, my friend.
It wasn't me. It was a fellow I used to work with. He used to like to have a big night.
Yep.
But unfortunately, we used to work. Early Saturday mornings, and he'd come in and he was a little bit tipsy still, so he decided to go and fall asleep on the flower bags at the back, so when he should have been helping me, so I decided to go and bury him in the flower bags.
Are you a baker? Is that what these flower bags
are? I used to be many years ago, and... And well, anyway, I thought I'd teach him a lesson, so I buried him in the flour bags. And he woke up about 3 or 4 hours later, not realising what happened. And after that, I think he decided to pull his weight a bit.
Yeah, pull his head in and pull his weight a bit. That's fantastic.
Either that or join the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Greg, look, thank you for giving us a call this morning. We're going to send you to Legends of League, which is a great... rugby league extravaganza coming up at the Gosford Stadium. But let's go to Deb now in your minor. What
Deb
happened
from
to
your minor? Deb Hello, from Deb your, from your minor.
Yeah, we love you, Deb.
Well, guess what? It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Friend of yours, of course. A close friend.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes, of many, many years.
Yes.
We lived at number 41, but then we moved to a number 60, so couldn't get it through his head. So when he got home, he said to the taxi driver, 41 such and such a street. So he dropped in there, no one home, knocking on the door. But they had a little park bench in their garden. So he climbed on that, went to sleep. And when them guys moved, they gave us their park bench. It's in our front yard.
Oh, my God. So hang on a second. He would go to the wrong house so often.
Often enough, yes.
That they knew that he was going to be asleep on their park bench out the front of their house.
And the park bench is out the front of our house now.
That's fantastic, yeah.
I love that so much. And they didn't care that he was asleep in their front yard?
No, they said, of course, he loved the park bench so much that they thought it would go to a great home when they moved into their smaller place, so now it's ours.
So it's very generous of them.
Lovely.
If only it found a way to get in the house, it would have said, look, we know you love the house so much, just have it.
Yeah, just sleep next to me in this bed.
Just have it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly. Oh, Deb, that is a fantastic story. Thanks for sharing it. We're going to send you to the movies to see Bohemian Rhapsody at Erina.
Woo! Beauty. Thank you.
No worries.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Do you have a pool in your house?
No.
You don't have a pool?
No, I'm not that, fancy.
Fancy?
It would be nice to have a pool, but no, I don't.
Yeah, you can have, it doesn't have to be fancy. It could be, one of those blow-up ones.
Oh, yeah, I could do a blow-up one, for sure. Actually, it's a great idea for the summer.
Yeah.
You put your chair there and then you just put your feet in. You can just read a book with your feet in the paddle pool. Yes.
Oh, you don't need a paddle pool. You just get a bucket from Bunnings.
Okay.
That's a lot of effort to get for
the... Well, there's my pool. I've got a bucket and...
Yeah. That's right. But it's funny that, people find things in their pool.
Mm.
I don't know how they get there. But in America, a guy was a neighbor was helping his neighbor clean his pool filter.
Oh yeah!
And guess what came out of the pool filter?
I don't know.
A crocodile, a saltwater crocodile. How did it end up? I don't know. A very lost.
This is clearly this is Australia, right? Is in Australia?
No, this is in America.
No,
it was in North Queensland.
Yeah, it's got to be Australia. Saltwater crocodile.
Well, let's go with North Queensland then. If you want to be fussy about it,
well, I'm glad you've done your research.
If you want to be pedantic,
I will be a pedant.
Well, you know, maybe it was the Irwins.
Maybe it was the Irwins.
The Irwins are the only people who'll be cool with having a croc in their pool.
I went to a friend's house once and there was a, one of those massive spiders that were funnel webs.
Yeah.
There was a funnel web in her pool. And apparently the funnel webs sort
doing
of attract.
Laps.
Well, doing laps.
Yeah. Got eight fingers,
eight arms, so it was pretty
wow,
quick.
Wow, yeah.
But no, scary because you got to fish it out. You can't leave it there.
Oh yeah, you can't
because they float on the surface, so I don't think they drown necessarily straight away. So they had to fish it out and kind of get it away from the house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Very frightening to see this. You know, the kids are all in their swimmers, all ready to jump in the pool. Mum, what's that black thing in the pool? Oh,
I beg
my
your pardon?
God!
Don't be racist. She would have said initially, and then thought, oh no, you're talking about the spider.
Well, I mean, as a parent, when someone says, "What's that black thing in the pool?" you think, oh, which kid's done a poo?
Well, yes,
you know.
In Queensland, you think, you know, something different again.
Oh, okay.
But you got to be careful. You got to be careful. But what is the crocodile doing in the pool? A saltwater? He must have what? Does he have a GPS that went wrong? Or how did it end up there? That's what I'm curious.
I'm curious too. What happens to the saltwater crocodile? And
And
when he hits the water and he realizes it's not salt water.
Well, people do have saltwater pools. It could be a saltwater pool.
Oh, maybe it was a saltwater pool. There you go, Akmal.
Yeah,
problem solved.
But how do you get from the sea to the pool?
Well, they can walk.
Oh, they can walk.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, yesterday, Adam Spencer joined us in the studio. And, of course, he's, look, an author and comedian, but has been involved in radio in this country for some time. So when he got here, he was a bit excited to help us with some back announcing.
Yeah, that was Conrad Sewell, Healing Hands on 2GO, Gosford's Finest Radio. Mandy and Akmal getting you to work in the morning on the coast.
Listen to the dulcet tones of Adam Spencer.
I think that's the most professional we've ever sounded.
Oh, look,
I'm out of a job. I'll just go this way, guys.
Look, if you haven't guessed, the geekiest geek on the planet is in the studio with us, the man with a giant brain and a brand new book, Adam Spencer.
But just excited to be here in the presence of Widow himself, the greatest back announcer in the history of commercial radio.
Thank you.
Oh, we love it. Having you in the studio, Adam, and you brought your beautiful daughter Ellie in. Is it Ellie? It's not Ella.
It is indeed Ellie.
Ellie, there you go. I got it right. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. So good, you've got a brand new book out. My daughter loves your book. She's a geek.
Yeah, before I did any of this media stuff or anything like that, I was a maths nerd. It's always been a big part of me. I see the world numerically, and every year I put out a book that's a sort of marriage of mathematics and just the beauty of the world in numbers.
So you've always been good at it, right? So it's genetic.
From the earliest of days. It just made sense.
We see, I'm the opposite. School, to me, was just one big blur. I got to about year 10 and I started to question, I started to actually think maybe I'm actually retarded because I couldn't do anything, like the simplest things. My brain would not absorb it.
It's one of those things, you get better at practice, so I loved it early, so I just did more. I had a teacher who used to say to me, Adam, we're going to try and do the next 10 questions in the chapter after lunch. I bet if you went to the library and tried to do all 50 questions in the chapter, you couldn't finish them before we did 10. And I can still remember thinking, ha, ha, Ms.
You
Russell,
reckon?
I will show you.
I
would run to the library. So if I hit a tennis ball
teachers.
A million times a week and you had the occasional social hit, I'll be a better tennis player than you. I just loved it. So that's why kids need teachers who get it, who they get, and want to throw themselves into it.
Yeah. I think you're right. Now, Al, our producer here, he's a maths brain. He loves maths. He sees things in through a mathematics brain.
Beautiful.
And he was telling us earlier that when he has a few drinks, a few beers on a Saturday night with his mates, he gets better at maths.
Yeah.
Can you explain this, and does this happen to you?
Yeah, it's just like in the same way that you get a bit funnier, just your inhibitions flow away and your natural mathematical self that you might normally, Al, keep repressed around your friends comes bubbling to the surface. Now, let's be honest, Al, it's not the biggest circle of friends you could have.
No, no.
But they are friends. Your mathematics friends are friends for life.
Yes.
This
and
is amazing.
After he works out every mathematics problem, he vomits because he's pissed.
But I live on the Central Coast here, and I live at number 155 on my street.
Yep.
And when I moved into the house, I was talking to my next door neighbour who's in number 153.
Yep.
And about 3 minutes into the conversation, I just start saying, 153? Awesome number, you know, because if you take the cubes of each of the digits, 1 cube plus 5 cube plus 3 cubed equals 153. That only happens for 370, 371, and 407. Very rare.
Oh, my God. Did they back away
completely?
Quickly?
Yeah, great. Well, good. Look, I'm doing lots
I've got
of ironing.
Yeah, I've got to shampoo my poodle.
Haven't seen her again for 8 years.
I was going to say, Adam, do you get invited to many parties?
very select parties.
Actually, you do rub shoulders with some pretty amazing people. Now, I've noticed that one of the people that has done a testimonial for this new book of yours called Top 100, mm-hmm. is the amazing Brian Cox, who I have a massive crush on. He has said, funny yet with hidden depths, it's like its author, a brilliant introduction to the world of numbers. Do you know him? Can I have his number?
Yeah, the Mancunian sex god.
He's amazing.
Brian Cox came to Australia a couple of years ago and did these big public shows, and I was hosting it with him and emceeing and interviewing him during the course of the show. He's wonderful. But what he's done is he's taken the world that he's in at the moment, this world of physics, of looking at the universe and understanding what's going on. We understand things now. We are building machines now that 10 years ago it was unimaginable that we could build. You hear about this data explosion. We are now doing experiments that are generations beyond what we could have done a century, 10 years ago. We've gone forward a century in the last 10 years. We will understand things about the structure of the universe 15 years from now that will just totally change the way we see things. And guys like Brian Cox are at the forefront of bringing the general public on that journey.
On that journey, exactly.
Just a personal question. Yeah. Why then are we still bothering with religion? You know, I mean, that was.
You're asking a maths geek?
No, but I'm just wondering. Like, you know, these beliefs were there when we were stupid, and we didn't know anything. You know, and we had no explanation for anything.
It's an interesting one. I won't make a direct comment over it, but I will point out. So, in 1932, a guy called Chadwick discovers the neutron. And from that moment, we had that structure of atoms that we all learned in high school. You know, protons and neutrons, the electrons going around the outside. So it took all of human history and thought up until then, up until 1932, to find three particles. One lifetime later, in 2018, we have found 61 fundamental particles.
Just remarkable. Yeah.
So when people sometimes say to me, oh, there are things your physics can't understand, the things your physics can't explain, I go, look, that's true, mate, but now is not the time to be getting off the physics bus.
No.
Yeah. The physics bus is flying.
I am on the physics bus.
But does it bother you that our Prime Minister is so devout and he was filmed praying for the Indonesians, right? And I would have thought, why didn't you pray that God stops earthquakes in the first place? That would have been more logical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or you've got access to a very large aid budget.
Yeah.
Or why don't you do something a little bit more practical than pray than
realistic.
Adam, can you stick around, mate? Because I want to hear about the local coastie that's in your book next.
Legend of the Central Coast, in my book. Adam Spencer's Top 100.
This book looks amazing. My daughter is going to just go crazy for it. She loves science, she loves maths, and she loves you.
She's the future.
She is indeed. Now, I want to talk to you about a local coastie guy, though, because number 81 is one of our very own.
Yeah, so half the book is mathematics. There's puzzles in this book that I've invented just for the book. You won't see them anywhere else in the world. But the other half, you don't need a mathematical bone in your body to read these stories told through numbers. James Harrison, 81 years old, donated blood in May of this year. Good on you, James.
Well done, James.
It was the 1,173rd time he donated blood over a 60-year period.
Wow.
Because a really rare component in his blood was a crucial part of a medicine that fights a disease called HDN. Kids used to die before they were born if their mum's blood didn't match up with their blood in this complicated way. He's the only guy in Australia who's got this magic compound in his blood. Every mother who's had that medicine for 50 years has a little bit of his blood in her. Every child who's been treated has been treated by a little bit of his blood.
Oh, my God.
James Harrison, Coastie, they estimate has saved somewhere between 100,000 and maybe more than a million babies who never would have even been born because of this magic compound in his blood.
That is remarkable. James, well done. That is insane.
Just a story about the world painted through numbers.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, painted through numbers. There you go. So that's what this book does. It paints all sorts of things through the eyes of someone who loves numbers.
Half of the book is mathematics, and I don't apologise for it. It's good mathematics. I walk you through nice and slow. There's puzzles, there's riddles, all that. Mm. And the other half here is just wonderful stories. It turns out 87, Australian cricketers should not be scared of 87. You're more likely to get out on 84, 85, 86, 88 and 89.
Yeah. Crunch the stats. It's not the devil's number after.
Well, these days with the Australian cricket team, you're more likely to get out for five, six, seven,
12.
And you know, also, I've noticed, like, people who are very good at music tend to be good mathematicians because music is mathematical,
isn't particularly it? Composing music, if that's a note, well, that's the fifth and that's the seventh. So there's a deep thing there. But no amount of being good at your times tables can
make
you play the guitar.
Jimi Hendrix.
Trust me.
I've got a girly question. Okay, so you've got this maths brain and you love maths and you've been good at it since you were a child. How are you with the emotional side of life? Are you as good with emotions?
Oh, yeah. Like, sometimes if I really nail an equation, it's quite a sexual experience.
Yeah. That's where the
Your daughter is standing here. You can't say that.
We'll talk in the car.
Oh, dear. Look, it is absolutely fantastic having you in the studio. We'd love you to have you back here anytime. You're welcome. Adam Spencer's Top 100. This is a great Christmas present for the nerd in your family.
What are the odds? It's out just in time for Christmas.
Look at you go.
You timed that just perfectly.
I'm not a nerd and I want to get into the book as well.
Just in time to celebrate the birth of Jesus
and numbers
by actually proving that he never existed.
AdamSpencer.com. AdamSpencer.com.au. Check it out to get the book. Thank you so much for coming in, Adam.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I've got a beautiful friend called Janie who popped something really funny on Facebook the other day, and I just thought, you know what? The Central Coast needs to hear about this, so I've decided to get her on the show. She joins us now. Hi, beautiful.
Hello. How are you going?
We're fabulous.
Hi, beautiful.
So, tell us what happened on the weekend.
Oh, look, it was a pretty special weekend for my boys and I because I took them to their first concert.
Yep.
We went to see Shawn Mendes, which I booked at the beginning of the year, so February.
Yep.
It's our favourite singer. We're very excited. So excited that we thought we'd get there early, and a year early, in fact, because when we got there, no one was there, and it's in 2019.
Well, that's very early. are you still going to line up and wait? Or?
Yeah. Well, look, there was no line up at the merch, so that was great.
Yeah.
So when did you realise that? Like, tell us how you realised that you were a year early, because I think this is so good, so good.
Well, it's funny because on the way in, my partner dropped us in, and we were commenting on what a great run we were having in for at ASAP. And I checked the date. I checked the date on the ticket a few times because it was Sunday night. I was terrified it would be the Saturday and I'd miss it. So, because I'm not immune to parenting fails like this. But we were driving and going, what a great run. And there's no cars. It's amazing. And then all of a sudden, we literally were out the front going, there's no people.
Okay, let
and
me
I'm looking at the ticket and the date's right. I'm going, it's right. It's the fourth. And then, of course, the year popped up and I went, oh my God, it's next year.
You've got to look at the year as well. When you were picking your seats, did you sort of, were you not suspicious that no one had bought tickets?
There actually were. There were loads of people. It was really, really well sold. So I thought, gosh, lucky I got in.
Wow. But can I just say, though?
Shawn Mendes, how much do you think we've got on that we're booking things a year out?
Hang on, you booked it in February. So it's actually a year and a half away from his concert.
I know. And you know the irony of this is that I'm going to forget about it this time next year and I won't even go.
Well, and your kids won't even be fans by then, because young people go, I'm over him.
I thought it was tough when they were counting down the week that we were going. So this next year is going to be painful.
Oh.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. I'd really love to know if anybody else has run this early, like ridiculously early for anything. Because we all run late for stuff, right?
Yes.
We all run late all the time. But who's done something like this and just lobbed up way too early? Thank you, Janie, for sharing your story, mate.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Really
Have
appreciate
a great day.
You too.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Did you see Clover Moore yesterday announcing that they want to turn Sydney into a 24-hour city and they want it to revitalise the city centre and
Bloody Clover.
Yeah, I don't mind Clover.
No, I like Clover, yeah.
So she's basically saying that, they think that by extending trading hours for businesses and kind of letting some of those small restaurants and bars open later, there was the lockout laws.
I'm old enough to remember like Fridays. My mum would come from work and she'd have to go to the bank and get money because if you didn't go to the bank, that was it. Everything was shut.
That's right.
Except the corner stores, and they were like Apu times 100 from The Simpsons.
Really expensive.
Really, really expensive, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So you had to get organised.
So I was really glad when Sunday came and you could go to shopping Sunday.
I know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Amazing, right?
Amazing, yeah.
Well, imagine this. It's 24-hour trading and it's for a stretch along Darling Harbour, Hyde Park and Central Station around that area. But she wants to focus stuff on arts and having the shops open. You can go to a bookstore. Like, imagine this, a 24-hour bookstore, 24-hour shops with clothes, banks, hairdressers, dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah, dry cleaners. You know, Or you just need that haircut urgently at 3 a.m.
Imagine just waking up because you can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning going, yeah, I'm going to get a haircut.
Yeah, I need a haircut now.
Now.
And maybe there should be like a van, you know, like an emergency van. I need a crew cut now. Can you come? So, woo! They come in. Okay, sit him down. Okay, I've got the scissors.
So how's your day going? Yeah? What have you been up to? Because you've got to do the small chat when you get your hair cut.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know what you were doing.
The other thing about haircuts is, you know, I go to those cheap places because I have no hair.
Mm.
It takes like 3 seconds. Mm. And the guy I go to is cheap, but there is a price to pay. He rubs his genitals up against my shoulder.
Oh, Akmal, yeah, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Well, I could tell you exactly where.
Wow, some people might enjoy that in the middle of the night.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the best.
107.7 2GO.
Yeah, yesterday we asked you to vote on the best gym on the Central Coast.
Yes.
We said jump online and vote. And wow, people love their gym. Mm. Oh my God, so many people jumped online and voted for this. It was really fantastic.
No, people are getting
people get
fit.
Passionate about it, don't they?
Well, it's very addictive, you know.
It is a little bit addictive. Mm. I've got my gym gear in the car. I'll be going later on. Yes.
Use weights responsibly.
You know what? It's good endorphins for your little brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get the endorphins going.
Oh, yeah. The dolphins?
Yeah, they get the dolphins going in your brain. Mm. Anyway, we had a bunch of calls as well.
Oh, I go to All Sorts Wong. It's 24 hours. They got a cool outside section. The staff there are absolutely nice. There's a cool cafe just around the corner as well. Best place to go.
I had F45 Tugra. It's just, we're like a family there. It's great.
Mingara One Fitness First. They've got good trainers, good equipment, good classes, and they're really supportive.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
So everyone got involved. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that to end then. As you can tell.
Mm.
All right, well, it's time to announce our winner, the gym that got the most votes, the gym that will be crowned the best gym on the Central Coast, and it is W Tribe in Tugra. Well done, W Tribe in Tugra. Excellent work. Mm. Yeah, W Tribe. I think it's a women's only gym.
Oh, is it?
The women's tribe, No, you're not welcome there.
I like the all-women's gym.
No, you're not allowed to go to the all-women's gyms.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. That's creepy.
No, it's not creepy at all. I'd love to be in all-women. Because men, they get competitive and they smell bad and they grunt. Women are far more, you know.
I think women can get competitive and smell bad too, don't worry.
No. I'd like to go to...
We smell like flowers.
I went to one in Canberra and they said, I'm sorry, it's just for the ladies. And I said, well, I'm just a really ugly chick. And she said, no, I don't think so.
Anyway, well done, W Tribe in Tugra. You have been voted the best gym on the Central Coast. Mm. And you know what? In a little while, we're going to tell you what we're voting on today.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
She's so cute, she's totes adorbs. It's Word of the Week.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Good.
That's good to hear.
Amanda's been teasing me.
What about?
I don't know, just general stuff.
Mum, he's very easy to tease because he's an absolute fog brain.
I'm a fog brain, yes, that's right. But Mum's going to protect me. Say, Amanda, go to the bathroom now.
Amanda, go to the bathroom right now.
Perfect. We're going to keep that. So whenever she teases me, I'm going to put it in, yes.
There you go. Well, do you remember, Mum, when we were kids, you used to say, I'm going to bang your heads together.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And the other thing, do you remember when it was thunder and lightning and you used to be afraid and I used to say, that's okay, it's just the clouds banging their heads together.
It's just the clouds banging their heads together.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she was trying to bang your heads together and make one good one.
Right. You did threaten us a lot with that and I think you actually did it once with Kath, my sister.
I did.
You banged our heads together once, I remember.
I would not.
We've got footage.
Now, Mum, what's your word of the week for us today?
Well, I want to know, has Akmal ever been glomming?
Glomming?
Have you ever been guilty of glomming? G-L-O-M.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was glomming last weekend and me and my friends. Yeah, I said, let's go out for a glom. And they went, no worries. They seem to know what the word is.
Well, I'm very disappointed if you've been glomming.
Oh. No, I mean, I haven't been glomming.
What does glomming mean, Mum?
Glommy means to steal, to seize or to catch.
No, you don't want to be stealing things.
But I wondered if Akmal had ever gone glomming. After reading your book,
yes.
I know there's many things that we never covered.
There's a chapter called Glomming with Akmal. yes, I have done my fair share of glomming when I was younger.
Have you? It's a good one though, isn't it?
Yes, it's a good one, yeah, glomming.
But it's actually American, I think, but they pinched it off the Scots.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from. They sort of changed it. It was glomming. But no, glom, I think it's a really nice word.
It's nice to say. It feels good to say it.
Glomming, yeah. The Scottish have given us now the bagpipes, haggis and glomming.
And glomming.
Yeah.
And fried Mars bars.
That's right. And they wonder why they got high levels of heart attacks.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see a bank robber go in and say, this is a bank glommery.
Good one. I never thought of that one.
Oh, well, thank you, Mum. Lovely to chat to you, as always.
Thanks, Mum.
And to you. And to you guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, you're coming very soon to the coast, so you can come in and do this in the person. Your word of the week can be done in the person.
Oh, you're kidding.
Right? Yeah.
Live on air.
Live on the radio,
live
okay?
Live on air. Okay, guys. You have a great week, all of you.
Thank you, Mum.
Thanks,
Mum.
Take
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Well, the whole country stopped yesterday for the duration of a horse race, which is cruel. You know, I remember when I was in primary school, you know, for the first time and coming out from Egypt, I had no idea what was going on and class would stop.
Yeah.
And they'd bring in the little telly and off they go. And, you know, they were teaching kids to gamble. You know, we were like in year six.
It's funny, isn't it? It is a real cultural thing. I mean, I love the fact that Melbourne get a day off. They get a public holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody else in the country kind of takes a half day or a day off anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, we all just take the day off or we have, you know, lunch at work or whatever.
It's Melbourne Cup.
Exactly.
You know, it's un-Australian.
It's un-Australian. Like, if
we were invaded by the Indonesians on Melbourne Cup Day, we'd be screwed because we... All the soldiers would go, can you bomb us after the race?
Yeah, can you just give us a couple of minutes? The thing is, though, that the government do sneak little policy releases and stuff on Melbourne Cup Day because they know no one's paying attention.
No one's paying attention.
And the Reserve Bank, you know, they do their little thing as well and everyone says, whatever, just get out the way. We want to watch the cup.
It's a conspiracy.
Mm.
That's what's going on.
Look, and people are divided about whether it's cruel or not. I know that you are an animal activist, you're a vegan and you love animals.
I do love animals. They're our fellow living
creatures.
Beings, yes, and you know, I hate any cruelty to any living things, but I hate hypocrisy more, right? Because, you know, Melbourne Cup's big, I understand, I accept that, but there's a pub in Newtown where a lot of wankers live there.
Okay, well, don't say that.
Can I say
a lot of hipsters live there? I know a
same
few
thing.
People.
Same
well,
thing.
I don't know about that. I know some cool people that live around there.
I used to live in Newtown. It's a nice spot to live.
Well, I'll take everything I said back.
Thank you.
Yeah, Newtown's a great place. It's one of my favourite hangouts, actually, because there's a lot of restaurants, and it's hip, and it's colourful, and it's energised.
Yes.
But there are a lot of wankers.
Okay, right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that word.
Well,
but, you know, I've been called that many times.
I know.
And I accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this pub, it's a hip hipster pub.
Are you talking about the Newtown Hotel?
The Newtown Hotel. Yeah, thanks for your help
it's
there.
It's a good
That's
pub.
Good. Yeah, it is a good pub. But on Melbourne Cup Day yesterday, they decided to boycott the race on the grounds that it is cruel to animals, cruel to the horses, which it is.
I heard about this, but they were raising money for rehabilitating ex-race horses, and I thought that was quite a good thing.
Yeah, but what you didn't hear was that they sell meat regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, the whole menu's all meat.
Well, they're a pub. They've got to sell palmies.
Well,
they wouldn't be an Aussie pub if they didn't have a chicken palmy.
Exactly. And, well, they didn't have the Melbourne Cup. That's not Australian. And they boycotted it. They called it the F the Cup.
Okay.
F, you know what F stands
yes,
for?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You know, you sure?
Yes, I do. Okay. You don't need to say it.
No, I don't need to say it. People get upset when you say it.
So what's your problem with this? No. You're an animal activist. I thought you would have been on board.
Well, I'm kind of just highlighting the hypocrisy.
Okay.
Right? They've got a TAB in the pub.
Oh, see, that's dumb,
They're
isn't
asking
it?
People to gamble on the horses, but they go, oh, that's too cruel. Can't have it. Can't have it. Too cruel. But unless you want them to give us some money for the meat and for the TAB, we're fine with that. We turn a blind eye to that kind of cruelty.
Oh, I see your point, Sally.
You see my point?
I see your
you
point.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So, yes,
Were you on the debating team at school?
No.
I can imagine you being quite a quite a skilled debater.
No, my extracurricular activity was detention. That's what I did
or
mostly.
Or maybe a debater of another kind.
And now for the affirmative, Akmal Saleh.
Two GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air right now.
Oh, Mike Kroger, hello.
Hello to you. How are you today?
Oh, we're fabulous. My partner in crime, Akmal, is here as well.
Hello.
Hey there.
Now, we were just talking about Australia. You guys have been out to Australia a couple of times, haven't you? How many times have you been out here for holidays and for touring?
I don't know how many times we've been to Australia, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, let's say 12?
Several.
Many, many times.
More than one.
Okay. Yeah. And look, do you have friends in Australia? Like, what's your favorite part about visiting Australia?
My favorite part about it visiting Australia is obviously the people. We've got lots of friends in Australia. There's a band there you might know of called the Tea Party. We know the Jeps and the Stewart of that band. And,
I bet the Tea Party want to change their names now after the actual Tea Party.
The American politics.
The American, you know,
you know, it's funny because way back then when that Tea Party was on the rise, they actually did approach the band to buy the web domain.
Oh, wow. And did the band sell it? No, they didn't.
And they told them to off, I believe.
Great. Hey, you know.
Fantastic.
It's exactly what I would have said.
And you know what? Now, Mike, you're a Canadian, but you're living in America, so you don't vote, because today I know there's the midterm elections, so you can't vote, right, because you're Canadian, is that right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my United States passport, but it hasn't come in yet, blessedly, so I didn't have to vote in the last presidential election or these midterms. I'm not really looking forward to have to make these choices.
No. I was going to say it's probably the best time to be Canadian ever.
It might be.
Yeah,
and you've got a hot prime minister as well, and he's pretty, progressive, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like he's the hottest head of state currently, is what I understand. That's
pretty,
like a closely followed by Macron in France.
Yes.
He's also hot. So
they, apparently they're both getting together and doing like a strip show for ladies' night.
Hey, you know, whatever it takes to get it done.
Yeah.
Anything for a vote.
As long as Trump's not involved in that strip show, we're happy.
Oh,
we're happy.
God.
Oh, that is. Yeah, I never thought I'd say that, but I never want to see that man naked.
No.
I don't think you're the first to say that.
No,
including his wife.
Yes.
Listen, we've got a couple of Aussie sayings we thought we'd run past you. You've been here so many times, right? You're pretty down with the Aussie culture. You're pretty down with the Aussie lingo. You've got Aussie friends
here. So this is to test this.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Let's see what I know.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some sayings. You tell us what you think they mean. The first one, Mike, is drier than a dead dingo's donger.
Oh, my. I have never heard that one before.
Let me repeat it. You know, I'm as dry as a dead dingo's donga. Have a guess.
So knowing the Aussie friends that I know, I would say that is likely saying somebody's thirsty.
Oh, yay! My God. Well done, Mike Kroger.
Yes.
Of course, a dead dingo's donga is a dead dingo's penis.
Mm.
And obviously, if the dead dingo has been lying in the sun, it would be reasonably dry.
Because someone tested that and he said, let me see how dry that dingo
donga is.
I'm drier than that.
Okay. Well done. One for one. Let's go for number two.
Thank you.
Going off like a frog in a sock.
Going off.
Oh, my. I don't.
It's a great image, though.
It's a great image. Going off like a frog in a sock.
Frog in a sock. Can you help me with that?
Okay.
The frog is excited to be in.
Look, a lot of your fans at your gig will be going off like a frog in a sock.
Especially when they hear their favorite songs.
So that would indicate they're excited.
Yes. Two.
Okay.
All right. You got one more to get three for three.
You're spoon feeding me these.
It's all right. All right. You might have heard this one because some of our prime ministers, and we've had a few of them lately, have said this one. Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Go on, mate. Give us a fair suck of the sauce bottle.
What do you think?
Oh, wow. Now that's deep. I don't know what to make of that one. I'm gonna have to plead ignorance on this one.
Okay.
Well, you know we love our tomato sauce here. You guys call it ketchup. So yes. I'm not sure why someone's sucking the sauce bottle, but they need a fair go. And if you're trying to get someone a fair go and a fair hearing, they can say, fair suck of the sauce bottle.
Yeah, if you're unfair to someone, they'll go, hey, come on, mate. Hey, fair suck of the sauce bottle. I don't know where that comes from. Someone
made it up.
Yeah, they had a dead dingo's donga inside the sauce bottle. And they accidentally swallowed it.
You know what? I want you. This is my challenge to you, Mike. I want you to get up on stage when you come to Australia next. And I want you to say, guys, are you drier than a dead dingo's donga? And wait for the crowd to go crazy and then say, well, go and get yourself a beer.
That's right. That'll kill. That'll kill. I promise you. So we're all looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, 15th of February at Kudos Bank Arena. It's a great arena. I was there on the weekend. You're going to kill it. We can't wait. Tickets are available now, tickettech.com.au. Mike Kroger from Nickelback, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys so much.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This story is so fantastic on so many levels. This is about putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and going, oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, look, my feet are just his size.
Well, no, listen to this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what it would be like to be deaf, right? I've got no idea. And there are obviously things that I don't think about because I don't know what some it's like, you know.
Sorry, Amanda, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes when you're telling me your stories, I wish I was deaf.
Not all of them. You are horrible.
No, certain stories.
Fair enough.
You know the ones that just keep going? Because I don't have the concentration. That's why I go, God, I wish I had one of those noise cancellation thing in my brain.
I wish I had a psychiatrist here who could help you through the day.
That would be great.
That would be fantastic.
A personal psychiatrist, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, just follows you around and just picks up after you.
Well, Michael Jackson has had his own doctor. And look what happened to him.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, let me tell you about this story. It's really cute. It's really adorable. And it's kind of funny as well. Mm-hmm. A little boy, 6 years old, is deaf. And he's in a classroom with some deaf kids and some hearing kids. And there's a teacher who knows how to do sign language. Anyway, all of a sudden, the whole class turns and looks at this little kid. He's 6 years old.
Yes.
So he says to his teacher, using sign language, obviously, why did everyone just stop and look at me?
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher said, well, because they heard you fart.
Ah.
Now, wait.
Mm.
This poor little kid went.
But it's only the hearing kids that heard.
Yeah, the hearing kids heard him fart. So the other kids. They all stopped and looked at him, right?
But no, they couldn't have all stopped because the deaf kids.
Okay. Most of the kids in the class stopped because they heard him fart.
The ones that could hear.
He says.
And all could smell. All could smell. Sorry.
He says, what do you mean? Because she said they heard you fart. What do you mean? And she says, well, hearing people can hear farts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, what? You can hear farts?
Yes.
He had no idea that every time he farted that everyone could hear his fart, well, which I think is the most adorable and amazing thing. So he's going, what do you mean, what do you mean? And she's going, but you know sometimes your butt moves when you fart? Those are the ones you can hear. But if your butt doesn't move when you fart, it's more likely that you can't hear them.
It's a great school. I wish
and
I had.
And he's just like, hang on a minute. I can't believe everyone can hear my farts.
I grew up with many uncles who pretended to be deaf.
Yeah.
They just come in at
and just start
around
farting.
Easter and just and just you know, fumigate the place. It was amazing. Yes.
I just think that is the cutest, funniest little story.
Really? Well, I'm glad you it amused
and
you.
Good on that teacher for trying to help him understand when a fart is audible and when a fart is not audible. When it's a silent but deadly.
Breaking down the scientific
now
of
get
it.
Out.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hello.
Now, look, we are looking for the best Parmigiana on the coast today on 2GO, so get voting at 2GOFM.com. You know, we love a Palmer.
Yeah, we do.
And recently there was that Palmer for a Farmer campaign. So I'm guessing that a lot of Central Coast
Farmer needs a Palmer.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that a lot of people have eaten Palmies over the last little while.
There could be a show called Farmer Needs a Palmie. And then
I need the recommendations. So I'll be checking out 2gofm.com.au to see how it's going.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you just ignored me completely then.
Because I'd already done the thing. I'd already said there was a campaign, Palmer for a Farmer. And then you just took that joke and decided that it was funnier when you said it.
Yeah.
That's what you do, mate.
It wasn't. No, no.
Look, if you missed anything on the show today and you want to catch up, download the 2GO app. The team caught up with Mike Kroger from Nickelback. Great chat to him. He was a lovely guy.
Absolutely.
And we had lots of fun right throughout the whole show. We'll be back doing it again tomorrow from 5:30. Mickey D's up next. Bye.
Bye-bye. Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.